My limbs begin to sway. My feet move in a small circle, showing my naked, decorated body to the dirty men. It's awkward at first, but the tempo picks up, encouraging me to move faster. Even Kier is feeling it. He lifts his arms, flexing biceps to the music and showcasing his physique. He runs fingers down his ripped abs, highlighting shadows in the deep ravines. But this isn't enough. No. To earn our enchanted prize, we have to go deeper. We have to show these men something they'll never forget. Arching my back, I point my bare ass toward the elder. The slutty, emasculating pose causes my hairy cheeks to spread, showcasing the pink treasure within. My hips sway. My hands run down my thighs. I tease. The drums beat. I bask in the rhythm. Side to side. Spin in a circle. Show my body. Show my body. Kier watches me from the corner of his eyes. He stands still, continuing to flex his muscles. He's not much of a performer. He just needs a little nudge. I move in close, reaching out and grabbing his firm pecs like they're doorknobs.
What?
Kier's eyes widen. Shh! Just roll with it, I whisper.
Oh, this good.
The elder grins. All around us, giant cocks begin plumping up. My hands slide up onto Kier's bulky shoulders, the fingertips kneading his dense muscle, warm and firm. I trace over the purple runes painted onto his flesh. His cheeks flush while I move back down, swirling around his firm, erect nipples. They aren't the only thing that's hard. His cock begins to solidify. Dance with me, Kier! I turn around, pressing my full ass against his inflating cock. His arms reach out, wrapping around my core, and pulling me into a perverse hug. Yeah, just like that. You're a natural. My hips gyrate, grinding the buns against his cock. Harder and harder it grows, sandwiching up against his abdomen while I force him to hump my slut body.
Oh God, that's nice.
He whispers into my ear.
Please don't stop.
His lips touch my earlobe, sucking it into his mouth while his tongue swirls.
Such a powerful warrior. Or maybe not. Are you weak, Kier?
No.
I stop grinding. Really?
I mean, maybe a little.
My ass slowly moves up and down.
Yeah, I'm weak. Weak for you.
I resume the hump. His body shudders while his nose traces up and down my neck, savoring the potent perfume. The drumbeat seems to grow distant. My heart pounds. My cock grows tall. Lust rages in my veins. And the giants, their mammoth cocks rise, casting shadows like sundials. Our audience is pleased. Perfect. You're doing great. My lashes flutter while Kier's hands scrape up and down my exposed chest, savoring my delicate body.
This good. He like boy.
The elder spits into his palm, slathering his monster cock. The other creatures do the same, wetting their organs while the squishy sound of colossal masturbation fills the air. The aura of sex commands my hands to move. They slip between my legs, gripping my horny penis and massaging the skin. My knees quake while pleasure races up my core.
I need more.
Kier finds his strength, grabbing my shoulders and shoving me to the ground. I turn, gazing up while his dark shadow falls atop me. There's hunger in his eyes. Bestial, unrestrained hunger. The tip of his fat cock is slick. His chest rises and falls with frenzied breaths. I know what he needs. Leaning in, I place a delicate kiss on his low-hanging balls. I honor them. I worship them. His shaft twitches.
Yeah, buddy. Get it good and wet.
His fingers lace into my hair.
Like this, Kier? Is this what you want?
I stare into his eyes while licking up the tube bulging from his underside. A wild grin creeps onto his face. The earthy, salty taste of man bathes my taste buds. It forces me to salivate, naturally lubing. It's a biological response. My body knows what's about to come next. It's inevitable. The wheels have been set in motion. Male breeding. Gripping my head with both hands, Kier guides my lips to his slick pink tip. The warm, rounded head slides into my mouth, the weight pressing my tongue. I instinctively suckle, nursing while the cock burrows deeper. His girth fills my oral chamber, shoving into the back of my throat. It forces me to grip his thighs for support while I focus on my breathing. Images flash into my mind. The moment Kier first arrived in Vero, the night we slipped away. Our forest encounter with that bizarre, sensual flower. Our meeting with Kernan Crane, the sick old man who morphed our bodies. The day we met the Lighthood, that strange creature that showed us forbidden pleasure. Our journey in Fardala, and our first encounter with Da'or. The palace orgy and the Emperor's depravity. And of course, the night we returned to Vero and set the people free. It's been a long journey to get here. I learned about the world. I learned about myself. And Kier, judging by the wicked look in his eyes, he learned something too. He knows what he needs. Only I can provide it. Sound rumbles in my chest while my head begins to swivel. Gripping the base of his cock, I glide up and down on the shaft, flicking my tongue while applying suction. My motions are experienced. I mimic movements I use when jacking off. These are the perks of being with another guy. A loyal boy knows what it's like to have a cock.
Oh God, right there.
Kier's knees quiver. He grips fistfuls of my hair.
Yes, keep going. Do it, Finn. Make need it.
Humans all sweaty. Faces red.
The elder fondles his cock to the sight.
Take deeper. Take next level.
My head pops off Kier's cock. A suctioning noise slicing through the air. Drool spills down my chin. I look pathetic. I look perfect. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.